Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are heading into February. Now this should be Wednesday, I believe, the 5th of February that this will be airing. And we're having a good time processing what it means to receive God's will. And we've talked a lot lately about step by step, and we'll talk a little bit more about that next. We said that we are to get into a relationship, abide with Him, where we are praying His will. Mm-hmm. He's listening. Are we praying His will? If we know that He's listening and He'll guide us, He'll deliver His will, and we'll follow the steps into His will.
Right.
And it's all about, am I understanding what He's saying? And that's what He's listening for. And He says, you got to spend a lot of that energy, what I call up front, because really that's where our difficulty is that I have a problem. Mm-hmm. I have a decision. I have an adversity. I have something that's happening. I have dynamics. They're not resolved for me. Mm-hmm. Either the ongoing adversity is happening and or the decision isn't clear to me yet, or the tricky situation I'm in, I don't have understanding. He says that's going to be most of the time is mm-hmm. that it's not a matter of, and see, what we would like is, hey, I got a problem. What's the answer? I'll take care of it. I'll see you later. By the way, if you listen to people's prayers, that's kind of what it is.
Right.
I got a problem. God, heal that person or do this or solve this business issue and let me know when you do and I'll see you later. Mm-hmm. He says, well, we're not in dialogue at all. We're not processing anything. And you don't even know my will. Why? Because you're not seeking my will. You're right. Telling me what you want.
That is really what we always talk about, you know, praying by worrying in God's direction.
Yeah.
Right?
That's funny.
Very different than dialoguing with Him, just worrying in His direction.
And saying, all right, I'm going to go forward. And here's what I think I should do. And if it's not right, block me. Mm-hmm. God says, you're not even around me where I can even do that. It's relationship. I have a will. It's grand. It's fantastic. It's covenant. I'm going to give you the abundant life. I'll solve the issues. I'll resolve all these adversities. Don't worry. But it's a step-by-step process. And and you got to be with me, and you got to understand it. So He says, you're going to lack wisdom. We talked last time about ask it and I'll give it to you. Spend your energy receiving it. And He said, now here's why and what we can do with this. So go to Hebrews 10. Mm-hmm. And first of all, read verses 19 through 25. Hebrews 10, 19 to 25. It tells us the privilege that we have with this.
Sure. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He consecrated for us through the veil, that is His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching.
Yeah. By the way, you know, he kind of ends this, is that when you exercise this privilege, which we'll talk about, stay in fellowship. Use your spouse, use your inner circle, use the people around you, use your small group. Don't forsake that important piece of helping you process to live out my life that I have for you. And I do that in community, both for them to assist you and you to assist them. And by the way, he said, one of the things that is the benefit of that is that you all get to see that I will fulfill what I say.
Right.
And you begin to trust it. And it encourages all of you to stay in process with me.
Right. And grows everyone's faith, right?
Yeah. And we do it together. So he said, so when you lack wisdom, ask me. And he said, what you do is you go into the throne room and to be with me. And he talks about, you know, going through the Holy of Holies. So he's describing the basis of what that meant. And that is that in the Old Testament, they were functioning with seeking God's will, particularly at the temple.
Mm-hmm.
In the temple, there was a court of Gentiles. By the way, people who were not Jews could still say, I would like to learn to follow God, and I want to be here with you. Mm-hmm. Court of Gentiles, then the court of women, then the court of men, then the court of the priests who were to mm-hmm. serve and minister, and then the Holy of Holies.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy of Holies was the only one that could go in was a high priest.
Right.
And he sanctified to do that. And matter of fact, because he was the only one, they would tie a rope around his leg so that if he died in there or had a problem, they could pull him out. They couldn't go in and get him.
Yeah.
And it's separated by a 80-foot curtain that was 8 inches thick. So it's a massive thing that's there. And it's one curtain. So it's not, you know, we would think of like drapes
mm-hmm.
and drapes that you know,
panels.
Come together in the middle.
Yeah.
No, it's one piece that was a curtain, and he would have to go in, and he'd go around and go in, and he could sacrifice for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would sacrifice for his family. Then he would sacrifice for the nation. And there was no seat there because it wasn't finished. It was just mm-hmm. year to year to year. He would go in and do this work and communicate with God. And so when Christ died on the cross and solved the problem of sin, by taking on the burden of sin upon himself and became the sacrifice. So he was both the high priest and the sacrifice. He looked up to God on the cross and said, it is finished. What happened at the
temple?
Then
he sat down at the right hand of God, and the temple veil tore in two, right?
Yeah, the temple veil from top to bottom tore eight inches thick, tore in half, which meant it couldn't have been man done because they couldn't even get up there to do it.
Right.
And it opened up this direct access.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it no longer required a priest. And by the way, the people would have to join the priest by they were doing their own sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would be covered by this as well. But in this case, he says, I've opened it up. And by the blood of Jesus, we now have access directly mm-hmm. to be with the Father,
right.
where Christ is sitting at his right hand and the Holy Spirit is in us. And he said, you can march. He said, boldly, mm-hmm. with great confidence,
yeah.
march right in. Okay, I remember, on what basis do we march in?
On the basis of the cross.
On the basis of the cross.
Yeah.
So that, is that limit in any way anybody from doing that?
No.
No. See, it's not. So it's not about if, or if you're performing everything correctly or you're doing the right things. He just says, if you have a heart to go, come on in. Everybody has the privilege of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're my children now that you're a believer. Come on in.
Yeah.
And do what? Begin to seek wisdom. And he has said, for you to stay here, you're going to have to surrender your will, mm-hmm. go to neutral. And even when you struggle with that, come on in anyway.
Right.
As long as you have a heart to dialogue with me and process with me, and I will communicate with you and you communicate with you. Because he says in these verses, he said, do it with a word there is a sincere heart. And the Greek is you come in with an authentic heart.
That's good.
Authenticity is just completely transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting your will. I'm not getting your will. I'm struggling. I'm upset. I'm angry. I got this adversity. This is not enjoyable to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure this out, and I'm not getting clarity from you, and I have unforgiveness towards somebody. I need to deal with that. And God said, none of that matters to me. I just need you here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a privilege that I've given you, and just come on in. Let's go. Boldly with confidence.
Right.
And by the way, it's not boldly and confidence telling God, would you please do this for me?
Okay.
It's that I got an issue. What do you have to say about that?
Right.
And help me to receive your will. I'm asking, and you said you will give it to me.
Right.
So I'm coming with confidence that I'm in a dialogue
that
with
I'm
you.
I'm going to hear. Yeah.
Until I get it. And he says, as you do that, discuss it with your friends and your mm-hmm. spouse and your inner circle and let them add to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the same privilege, by the way. So that if you're seeking God's will and you have a few things that you're looking at, I can't say God's will is. Now, by the way, I may get some insight about that. But primarily what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the same privilege.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to walk in together and say, Father, help us understand what's the next step. And what is it do you have to say about this? And I'm going to help confirm it. So, hey, Kathy, do you see the next step? Yeah, I think so. I think it's this. And then because I'm there too,
mm-hmm.
God's saying, that's it.
Yep.
You can confirm it. Or Rich, that's not it. That's not
or
quite
ask
it.
This question. We're not quite there yet. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not quite there yet. Or there's a checking there and don't confirm it. But say, let's keep going. Why? Because we both had that privilege. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm going to use that unity. If you're lacking wisdom, which we all are, always are, and we're trying to discern his will, let's go and boldly go and say, I need to be here with you until I learn it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then he explained the beauty of this. I would go now in the same chapter 10, verse 35 through 11:3.
Sure. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible.
So he says, I remember giving you this privilege, and all are welcome. There's no condition to that. You don't have to be educated. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be involved in ministry, which you will be anyway, but just come. And he said, do not throw away, discard the opportunity to do this. Don't neglect it, because why? There's great reward. The word there in the Greek is I'm going to pay you to come. Hmm. You're going to get rewarded. Mm-hmm. By coming. And I would like you to know that when you come, you're going to get a reward. And so I'm paying you to come. Mm. I'm telling you to come. You have the privilege to come. There's a benefit to coming. You're going to get the reward. Okay, now think about the reward. He actually kind of says it in here. I'm coming with an issue. Mm-hmm. I'm coming with an unresolved thing. I'm coming with an adversity. I'm coming with a sticky situation. I'm coming with a decision I need. It's not an adversity. I just need to make a decision. Mm-hmm. What is the reward?
That he will speak to it. It's that his word, and then you see the power of his word, even in verse 3, that his word literally framed the world.
I'm going to get an answer, mm-hmm. a resolution of this issue that I have, and the reward is coming because I've not thrown away the opportunity I have to receive it, mm-hmm. which is his will. And then he makes a statement after, this is an interesting one, after you've done my will, mm-hmm. You'll receive my will. You'll receive my promise. Mm. Okay, well, that's kind of funny. What do you mean after I do your will, I get your will? He says, well, remember, it's multiple things. My will is delivered step by step by step.
Right.
I'm fulfilling my promise to you of what I will do. And you have to be in the right place at the right time with the right people by following my instruction. So read it this way. After you've taken the step and followed my instruction, I will lead you to the next step, and those steps are going to ultimately become the fulfillment of my will. So like, mm-hmm. you know, when he said, he used the example of Jehoshaphat, well, tomorrow go down to this place and stand there as if you're going to war. Mm-hmm. When you do that, you'll start to see what I'm going to do.
Right.
So after, and this is
but
important.
They had to take that step.
After he went, mm-hmm. he got to see the fulfillment. He right. could have said, great, hallelujah, we're going back home and we'll let you, you know, let us know when you do. He said, well, because you didn't take the step, what I can't deliver to you what I say, because I need you at that place for me to do it, and right. you're not there. So after you take the step of it, and keep reading that, after you do my will, well, it's after you take the step of my instruction, mm-hmm. my fulfillment will begin to be played out, and you keep taking those steps. He said, what does that look like? He said, faith. He said, by the way, if you don't live that way and believe what I say, and believing by what I say is taking the step, mm-hmm. Then I have no pleasure in you. I mean, I have no part in you. Actually, you're going to perdition. You're actually following the enemy. Remember, we talked about mm-hmm. before when he said to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
Right.
He said, because you're not following me, you're following yourself.
Right.
And that's actually following perdition. And
there's,
the enemy.
There's no in between. You're either following God or you're following
right.
the enemy. There's no in between.
Yeah. And he says, so get to faith and a certainty of things not seen. So it's basically certainty of what I speak, because he goes on to say, verse 2, that by the elders, they received, the promise. What does that mean? Well, it's Joshua and Caleb who were seeking, you know, what do you have to say to us about this? And they got what's called a good report. And what's the good report? Yeah, there's spies. Yeah, it's dangerous. But you said.
Right. And they took him at his word.
I believe so. It's a good report. The rest of the nation, the 10 spies, and then the rest of the nation said, yeah, there's a problem, but it's so difficult, we're not going to go. And they got, it's called a bad report. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference? Same understanding of truth. Mm-hmm. I interpreted it as, uh-oh, we're done. And Joshua and Caleb said, yeah, but God said. Mm-hmm. A good report is really not about the circumstances. It's about what does God say about it. If we don't pursue that, we wind up with a bad report. Because why? We conclude different things. And he said, because why? The world was created by what I spoke. Mm-hmm. Do you get it? It's what I say.
Right. And everything comes under that.
Yeah. Everything comes under that. And my word is superior to your circumstances. That's why I'll resolve every one of them. There's not a single one I can't resolve. And I will give you the covenant. By the way, it doesn't say you won't have trouble. Doesn't say it's going to be difficult. Doesn't say there's going to be a process to it. But stay with me. Let me give you instructions step by step by step. You follow me. I've given you the privilege of coming to me to hear it and process it and understand it. And by the way, do it with other people around you and get clarity. And the question is, I got an issue. What do you have to say? And what's your promise? Okay. What steps do you want me to take? And I have to have clarity about those steps. And I get those clarity by being in the throne room and dialoguing and processing and asking until I get clarity. And he says, mm-hmm. after you've got the clarity and then you're obedient to that clarity, you'll get the next step and it'll be leading you toward the resolution. Mm. So, you know, what a privilege that is. So as we were talking about, you know, our friend, the executive in development, is that his role was to go to the throne room. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say? Here's my next step. Here's what I found out. Here's the truth. Now what? Mm-hmm. Stay with me. I'll give you the instruction. Oh, now what? Now what? And then eventually it came to the point where it was fulfilled and he reached that milestone as, yep, this project's ready to go and you can start it. Okay. Now, does that end the story? No. In other words, are you going to be in the throne room every day? Yeah.
Yes.
Why
and,
wouldn't
and
you?
And that's where you want to be. That's where he is, right?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be? Is that you have the God of the universe that knows the answer to deliver to you the spectacular. And you're telling me you don't want to spend time listening to that and processing that because you think you know better. And by the way, God will
let you think you don't have time to do that.
Yeah, I don't have time. I'm too busy.
You don't have time not to.
I'm too busy doing my stuff. He said, you know, why would you walk away from that privilege so that, you know, think about, and I work in business and you hire consultants who have some wisdom.
Right.
And usually the consultant is in an area of expertise that we just don't have. So, hey, would you come in and help us? Yeah. Okay, here's some guidance. Okay, you get the guidance. Do you say, I think I'll just go do what I want? Well,
no.
Wait a minute. Why did you hire me in the first place? Well, you expected to get guidance. I'm going to give you guidance. You know there's value to that. And you take the guidance. Guess what? You find out that it succeeds.
Yeah.
Why? Because somebody who had wisdom gave it to you. So would you flounder around and say, well, I'm never going to get anybody to help me? No, you're going to say, I need help. Let me have somebody that has expertise. And God says, I'm your ultimate help.
Yes.
Don't worry. In the Bible, it says, I'll give you counsel. I'll give you consulting advice. You be with me. I know the answers. It's a walk. It's a process. I got to get you there. You'll discover
it. But it will be joy.
But it will be joyful because you'll be with me. And you'll start to see wonderful things happen along the path. Mm-hmm. And you'll get excited about those wonderful things. So we do lift that up. And Father, we thank you that we have this privilege. I pray that all of us would recognize the privilege. Boldly come. Seek the wisdom. Don't throw away the opportunity. We're rewarded for doing it. It's a coming to faith to believe the what you say. And we demonstrate that by taking the steps of instruction that you give us to fulfill what you say. And the whole thing is just a beautiful way of living with you, enjoying you, to know that you're guiding us to your covenant life. And we just have to do it step by step by step. And don't overlook this wonderful opportunity to spend time with you and to listen and to dialogue with an authentic heart. And there's no judgment to that. That's why we can always come with, okay, here's where it is. What do you have to say to us? And there's a joy and an expectation to that. We thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Thanks for this conversation. And thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions from today's broadcast or from this series that we're in, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.